Joshua 19. The second lot came out for the tribe of Simeon according to its clans. Their inheritance lay within the territory of Judah. It included Beersheba, or Sheba, Molada, Hazar, Shual, Balah, Ezem, El-Talad, Bethul, Ormah, Ziklag, Beth-Markaboth, Hazar-Susa, Beth-Labaoth, and Sharuem, 13 towns and their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns and their villages, and all the villages around these towns as far as Balath-Beer, Ramah in the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Simeonites according to its clans. The inheritance of the Simeonites was taken from the share of Judah because Judah's portion was more than they needed. So the Simeonites received their inheritance within the territory of Judah. The third lot came up for Zebulun according to its clans. The boundary of their inheritance went as far as Sarid. Going west, it ran to Marilah, touched Dabasheth, and extended to the ravine near Jokneam. It turned east from Sarid toward the sunrise to the territory of Kisloth-Tabor and went on to Dabaroth and up to Japhia. Then it continued eastward to Gath-Hepher and Eth-Kazim. It came out at Rimmon and turned toward Nea. There the boundary went round on the north to Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iphtah-El. Included were Kattath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem. These were the 12 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of Zebulun according to its clans. The fourth lot came out for Issachar according to its clans. Their territory included Jezreel, Kesaloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhadah, and Beth-Pazez. The boundary touched Tabor, Shehazamah, and Beth-Shemesh, and ended at the Jordan. There were 16 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, according to its clans. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to its clans. Their territory included Helkath, Halai, Beten, Akshath, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, the boundary touched Carmel and Shehor Libnath. It then turned east toward Beth Dagon, touched Zebulun and the valley of Iphtah-El, and went north to Beth Amek and Ne'iel, passing Kabul on the left. It went to Abdon, Rehob, Haman, and Kanah, as far as Greater Sidon. The boundary then turned back toward Ramah, and went to the fortified city of Tyre, turned toward Hosa, and came out at the Mediterranean Sea in the region of Akzib, Umah, Aphek, and Rehob. There were 22 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Asher according to its clans. The sixth lot came out for Naphtali according to its clans. Their boundary went from Haleph and the large tree in Zananim, passing Adami-Nekeb, Emjabneel, to Lakum, and ending at the Jordan. The boundary ran west through Asnoth-Tabor and came out at Hukok. It touched Zebulun on the south, Asher on the west, and the Jordan on the east. The fortified towns were Zedim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horem, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. There were 19 towns in their villages. Those towns in their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali, according to its clans. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, according to its clans. The territory of their inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir-Shemesh, Sha'alabin, Ajalon, Itlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, El-Takeh, Gibbethon, Balath, Jehud, Bene-Barak, Gath-Rimmon, Mijarkon, and Rakon, with the area facing Joppa. When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, they went up and attacked Leshem, took it, put it to the sword, and occupied it. They settled in Leshem and named it Dan after their ancestor. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Dan according to its clans. When they had finished dividing the land into its allotted portions, the Israelites gave Joshua son of Nun an inheritance among them, as the Lord had commanded. They gave him the town he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built up the town and settled there. These were the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel assigned by lot at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And so they finished dividing the land.